Back out to Edgeness. Second shot goes in, and they scored. The Coventry Blaze at 3:01 take the lead. Goodson with the big opportunity out in front. Eunice made the save. The puck comes all the way back. The shot came in from the blue line. Did he take a deflection? The Blaze lead the Steelers. 3:01 down. O'Mara seems the happiest man on the ice. Did he get the tip?
A chance at the back door for Jeremy Tendler, who we said earlier had been promoted up onto that big unit of O'Mara and Goertzen. O'Mara, the player of that first period.
Shot out in front. Second goal scored. It's Jeremy Tendler. Shot from the right-hand side. Eunice with the save. Hay couldn't pick up on the rebound. Tendler on the backhand. Rips one 29 seconds in. Tendler's done nothing for 8 months. He's got a goal a game in the semi-final and the final. The Blaze lead the Steelers 2-0.
Turns on a sixpence as Mark Thomas free. Legui holds it, then gives it to Thomas. Thomas fans on the blue line. Thomas gets beat. It's a one-on-one breakaway. It's a shot. It's a great finish from Ross Venus, who robbed Mark Thomas of the puck on his offensive blue line. He went one-on-one. He sold Eunice the move. And Ross Venus shoots and scores. The Blaze lead by 3-0. And we're not at half-time yet.
Well, it feels right now like the Blaze have got one hand on that playoff trophy. And if they haven't put the blue ribbons on, they can't be too far away.
There's a man down on the ice holding his face. It's a Coventry Blaze player. It's Sescon. Sescon screaming at the referee. Tom Darnell giving as good as he gets us. That's put in another goal. Ashley Tate scores. And surely that's lights out. The Coventry Blaze are on their way to playoff glory here. Unless there's a miracle on the ice at the NIC.
Well, let me tell you, what a finish Ashley Tate. Maybe only from 4 inches, but he drove the net. He drove the net hard. Eunice made the stop, but again, 3 out of 4 gave up the rebound. Ashley Tate came in. Brian Stewart's putting on a clinic. Poor old Eunice isn't having a night to remember. The Coventry Blaze, though, is just on the front foot. The Coventry Blaze, everything at the net. And they... Every puck's going to the net, and every player's driving the net, and good things happen. And that's what Ashley Tate's done all his career.
Freder takes a shot, knocks a stick out of Stewart's hand as it hits him in the glove. Stewart wanders back, says to his defenseman, can I have my stick back? O'Mara tries to give it him back. Wah skates right through it. Wah picks the puck up in the neutral zone.
And shoots it into the net and scores, Matthew Wah! And after Matthew Wah had kicked it out, it's his 100th point for the Sheffield Steelers. Matthew Wah gets the Steelers on the board.
Here is Forney, finds Wah. Wah shorthanded, tries to feed it through, all the way through, bouncing puck, second chance, scores! Shorthanded, second of the game for Matthew Wah, and the Steelers got the deficit in two. And do they dare dream there's a comeback from 4-0 down to 4-2 in a playoff final? Is it too little? Is it too late? 7 seconds to go. He's robbed of possession by Tyler Mozienko. And now Wild leans on one. Stewart saves it. And the Coventry Blaze are the 2015 playoff champions. They skate over to Brian Stewart and they engulf him. A huge grin on Stephen Goertzen. And Stewart with a big beard punches the air. And what a turnaround from the team that couldn't win in December to the team that simply wouldn't be beaten. Let's go down ringside. Pete Spencer.
I'm going to see if I can grab a word with Chuck Webber. I'm just making my way down towards the Coventry bench where Chuck Webber is standing on the ice. He's got the players lining up, the handshakes. Chuck, you're live on BBC Radio Sheffield and the BBC Coventry in Warwickshire. You've won the playoff championship. How do you feel?
It's fantastic. Couldn't be happier for the boys. It was a battle all the way to the end. All the credit to Sheffield as they pushed. And congratulations. Hey, but they pushed all the way to the end. I couldn't be prouder for these guys.
First 2 periods, you looked in complete control. What was it down to?
Well, yeah, it was an unfortunate bounce that led to their first goal, and it kind of got everything going a little bit. But I love the guys' battle all the way to the end.
Talk me through that, as he just goes off to shake the hand of Jason Hewitt. and Phil Hill. Talk me through the performance of Brian Stewart tonight in your net.
Oh, he was fantastic. The whole season, couldn't be happier for him and the boys.
When you came in November, was this the goal to win the playoffs?
This was one of them, yes. This was one of them. So this was great. You know, you always want to be the one to win the last game of the season.
Chuck, thank you very much. If you stick with me, guys, I'm going to see if I can grab a couple of the players. I'm going towards Ryan O'Mara, who's played his last professional game. Ryan, you're live on the radio. Talk me through your emotions. You're dripping with sweat at the moment.
It's my last game, and going on a high note, it's almost emotional. Just a great group of guys, and I'm almost lost for words right now.
You came out, you were really fired up. You could see that you had the bit between your teeth, and you weren't going to go down without winning this one, were you?
No, I didn't want any regrets, and I have none.
I'll leave it at that. Ryan O'Mara, your playoff champion. Congratulations. You stick with me. I'm going to see if I can grab Jim Jorgensen. I'm just jogging towards Jim. Jim, you're a playoff champion against your former club.
Feels good, yeah. No matter who it would have been against, it feels good, you know. After the season these guys had, we turned it around, and, you know, it's just sweet.
What's going through your mind right now?
Right now? Like, this atmosphere is unbelievable, you know. It makes you want to come back every single year and win it.
And have you thought about next season?
Yeah. I'd like to come back to Coventry. We'll see what happens here in the next couple of weeks. But, you know, I love it over here.
Fantastic. Stephen Chalmers is just skating away from me. I'll see if I can chase him down. Jeremy Tendler is embracing with Stephen Gertsen. Lad, Jeremy, stay with us. So Stephen, you've done the double. You won it last year with the Steelers, the playoff championship. You've done it again.
Yeah, it's can't replace the feeling. I told the guys before the game, you know, it's something you'll never forget. It's not easy winning a trophy. It doesn't matter what league, what position. Something you'll never forget. I think, you know, the boys came out so hard, executed our system so well, and just so much heart for 60 minutes, you know. They got a lucky kind of one, a weird one. We just never gave up. It's awesome.
Jeremy, talk me through your night, obviously on the score sheet. An excellent performance tonight.
Yeah, feel good to score, and it was a huge game. I'll always remember this, and we had a great group of guys. And, you know, speaking of scoring, I think we had like 9 or 10 different goal scorers through the playoffs, and that's what it takes to win a championship.
Just talk me through the emotion and how the guys came together when you got to November. Chuck Webber comes in. What difference has he made?
Oh, he put a lot of structure into us, and we learned a lot of systems, and everyone bit in, and we followed what he wanted to do, and it all worked out at the end, so it all paid off. It was awesome.
Thanks, Jeremy. All the players around me are getting playoff hats on. I'm just going to see who I can grab now.
Ashley Tate's just behind you, Pete.
Ashley, we got 2 minutes. Ashley, you're a playoff winner again.
I don't know, a lot of people said 10 years and, you know, it's our year and everything, but we still had to turn up and do it, and that was, give or take, the first 5-6 minutes in the third period, probably the most complete performance of the year for the boys, and credit to everybody. Everybody came to play, everybody put it on the line, and as we said, the playoffs are all about who's hot on the day, and today was our day.
You've won playoff championships before. How does this compare?
I think this is so good because I don't think a sixth place seed has ever won it. We kind of battled all year. We weren't sure of the playoffs till a couple of weeks, actually making the playoffs mathematically to a couple of weeks ago. And the boys, you know, last couple of weeks, everybody brought it together.
Fantastic. Ashley Tate there speaking live on the BBC as I make my way over to the group of guys.
I know just how he feels right now, running around doing this.
Lads, just talk me through the performance.
You know what? We've been preparing for a long time for this weekend, for the playoffs. And I think it showed tonight. You know what? We've been doing a lot of work off the ice as well as on the ice. And it just showed tonight. We kept going at them.
What does it mean to this group of guys, the way that you've come? You look at where you were around Christmas to come to this point. What does that mean?
That's what makes it so sweet. We faced a lot of adversity. It's been 10 years since this club has been in this position to win the playoffs, because I was here last time, and that was 10 years ago. And that felt good, but this is so sweet because we faced adversity, and it's unbelievable. I can't even explain it with words.
Was that at the back of your mind, obviously, that win back in 2005, and did you want to recapture that feeling?
I did think about it, but in all fairness, I got to be honest, you know what? You realize you got a job to do, and you try and focus on that. So That's about all I can say about that one.
Brilliant. That's Russ Cowley joining me on BBC. I'm just seeing who else I can grab that's on the ice as I make my way around the mascots on the field. I've got Mike Egner to my right-hand side. Mike, just talk me through that game.
Oh, man. It was got a little hairy there in the third period. Obviously, they're a good team. You never give up on them. You know, they don't quit. But we just found a way. Superb goaltending, and the guys, playoff hockey, found a way to win.
Fantastic. Congratulations. Mark Egner there having a chat with us.
Pete, you've got to go and get Stuart, who's on the TV at the moment. You've got to go and ginger up the telly.
He is.
Go and kick him off the telly.
Brian Stewart. Brian, you're live on the BBC. How do you feel? Talk me through your afternoon.
Words can't describe it right now. It's unbelievable. You know, being a sixth-place team and going through the teams we had to get to. One second. I got to go.
Yeah, he's got to go. He's got other prior commitments.
Hey, Pete, right next to you is Mike Cowley, one of the owners of the Coventry Blaze. See how he feels.
Mike, two words for the BBC.
Yeah.
How are you feeling right now?
Absolutely over the moon. We came with no expectation whatsoever to do anything like this. And we've just turned the season around from Christmas onwards. Been absolutely magnificent. I've never seen a recovery from that sort of level mid-season where we were in ninth place to get to where we've got to. Sixth finish in the league. Okay, not brilliant, but from where we were, it's a fantastic move forward. And to get here today, to win a semi-final on penalty shots yesterday, and to win the final against probably the most talented team in the league, I'm absolutely over the moon. Cannot believe it.
And just a word on what Chuck Webber has done and how he's turned this team around.
I don't know how he's done it. He's a coach of the highest order, and it just shows what you can achieve when you coach well and when you are, you know, up for the challenge. The boys have responded magnificently. We couldn't have asked for any more. A couple of little changes, changed a couple of players during the early part of January, and it just gelled from there on. We went on a run of, I think, something like 19 out of 20 points, something like that during the season. And that, you know, from where we were, that was absolutely magnificent.
It's the second time you've won this since 2005. It's been a long time coming, hasn't it?
It's 10 years, 10-year anniversary. Ashley Tate scored the winner against the Nottingham Panthers in 2005. Here we are in 2015, and we've just beaten the Steelers. I'm over the moon.
Hey, Pete, not too far away from you is a man who will be loving every moment of this. A little bit to your right-hand side, Jeff Foster from BBC Coventry and Warwickshire. He's not been very well, but he's down there on the ice experiencing all of this. Let's get a word from him.
Jeff, you've got 2 minutes for a word. Obviously, watching on from the sidelines tonight, not in the commentary booth. What have you made of the game?
A great couple of first periods by the Blaze. They outfought them. But then it was going to happen. There was going to be a comeback from the Steelers, and it happened. But they weathered it, and they had the nerve and held on to victory.
What were your thoughts in that third period when the Steelers get that fluky goal? They find a way back into it. Matthew Wild gets a second.
Well, the history of this season, you fear the worst. But Chuck Webber has just built a different team, and they had the wherewithal to hang on in there. And a great end to a season. Fantastic to go into Tilverware.
I was just speaking to one of the Blaze owners, and he couldn't put his finger on what he's done here. You've been following them every step of the way. So what has Chuck Webber done?
I think he's brought a purpose to the team and some order, and they know what each other's going to do. There's systems in place, and they play to them. Simple as that.
Brilliant, Jeff. Lovely to see you here. Thank you ever so much for sparing us a word. I've got Ben Arndt just in front of me. Ben, if you've got time for a quick word. You've got your medal round your neck. How do you feel right now?
It feels great. A lot of hard work. You know, we had some rough patches through the season. Everybody stuck together, and, you know, it worked out the best.
First season in Coventry, and you're a playoff champion.
You know, it's great. I never knew what to expect, but guys just kept working hard and stuck together, and everything worked out well.
Brilliant. Thank you ever so much for having a chat with me, Ben. I'm going to see you. Ross Venus is just away to my right-hand side. Ross, a quick word for yourself. Obviously, you get the third goal. What's going through your mind when you get that opportunity?
Well, it's just get down the other end of the ice, make sure I get there first, and then just kind of winged it, really. Yeah, I just taked him and obviously hoped for the best, and it turned out to be quite a nice goal.
You got a fantastic start to the game. Just talk me through the first two periods.
Yeah, we was ready for it. We came out, we were physical. I think we just had the edge on Sheffield, and yeah, that's it really. We wanted it more.
Justin DaCosta is just skating around behind me. I'll see if I can grab a quick with him. I'll just make my way past the mascot.
Poor old Pete's running all over the ice everywhere, isn't he?
Keeping me fit. Justin, you've got two words. Justin DaCosta here. Talk me through your evening. Can you believe what's happened here?
You know what? A part of me can't, but, you know, I know it's an old cliche, but that room is filled with some unbelievable guys and guys that just won't quit. You know, we started the playoffs against Nottingham, and we just had to take it a shift at a time. And every game, you know, we ended up on top, and sure enough, here we are.
And you've not done it the easy way. You look at the game, obviously, yesterday against Belfast, you know, you've taken it to penalty shots, and here you are standing here today.
Like I said, I mean, you know, guys in that room, we're always so positive. We're trying to be positive. Everyone's helping everyone out, and I couldn't be happier with what's just happened.
Go and celebrate with the guys. You've deserved it.
Hey, Pete, you haven't interviewed the mascot. I think he's the only one left.
I'll just see if I can grab a quick word with Kale Tanaka before he makes his way off the ice. In fact, Kale, you got two words just for the BBC? Just about to head off the ice, but I thought I'd grab you.
Yeah, I was just trying to go get some beers there, a little celebratory drinks, but yeah.
I was going to say, that's the only thing kind of missing from this this playoff picture now, isn't it?
Yeah, we're looking for a couple bottles of champagne.
Well, here we go. Big moment for the Coventry Blaze. Ashley Tate stands there and he waits. He poses for a picture. And right now, the Coventry Blaze are the playoff champions. They have the silverware to show for it. And a dance of delight from Ashley Tate as Coventry finish the 2015 season as a group, the trophy held proudly in the centre, and every player has a hand on this, like they had a hand in winning that piece of silverware.